On the morning of January the 30th, 1968, North Vietnamese attacked cities across the south in a well-orchestrated attack. With many South Vietnamese soldiers on leave for the holiday, the communist forces saw an opportunity to overthrow the United States-backed government. Head of military history at the Australian War Memorial, Ashley Eakins, says the offensive gave the communist forces a propaganda victory.
At the time, it seemed to be such a massive onslaught against American and South Vietnamese forces that many took it to be a tactical victory for them, that they had actually inflicted heavy losses on the Americans. In fact, nothing could have been further from the truth. The communist forces indeed lost perhaps between 45 and 50,000, almost half of the numbers that they had committed to this offensive. American losses were around 1,100 and South Vietnamese probably about double that. The victory really for the communist forces came in the fact that it was a strategic or perhaps one could even say a propaganda or psychological victory, because this was so unexpected.
Hie Chuang Tin Oo was part of an all-female combat squadron fighting for the North. By day, the women would sell hats, and at night, they provided intelligence to the communists.
When the offensive started, we guided our major forces to various top important locations to fight the US Army in Hue City.
Ashley Eakins says the communists failed to achieve their military objectives.
The communists had planned it to be what they called a general offensive, general uprising. They were assuming that the southern people, disaffected as many of them were with the government and with the state of affairs in South Vietnam, would rally to the communist cause, seeing them as liberators. But in fact, that didn't happen. Most fled for the security of South Vietnamese and American forces.
The offensive exposed the world to the horrors unfolding in Vietnam and fueled a wave of anti-war sentiment and a belief that the US could not win. Ellen Dawson is a US Army reporter.
Psychologically, the Americans became prepared not to win the Vietnam War, but to go home without a victory from Vietnam.
It was another 5 years before the last US combat forces left Vietnam, but Ashley Eakins says the Tet Offensive was a turning point in an unwinnable war.
The sheer scale of the communist offensive after four months, indeed at least a year, American public had been told that the war was being won. General Westmoreland, the commander of all the American forces, had addressed the National Press Club in Washington in November of 1967 and famously said he could see the light at the end of the tunnel. Well, that proved to be completely incorrect, and they had totally underestimated the capacity of the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese Army to raise such an enormous force and to launch it. Even though it was a tactical defeat for the Viet Cong and they lost so very heavily, the propaganda victory that they achieved on a strategic level was enormous.